This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Matt Kavanaugh, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file, period. Per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Carol Griffin, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Carolle. Griffin is Griffin. The patient was seen by me on May 3rd, 2022 for an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, taking the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 60-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 186 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 6, 2018, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on. The patient denied loss of consciousness but sustained injury when she was exiting the off-ramp when another vehicle in another lane came over and struck the patient's vehicle in the back left rear side panel, period. There was a small amount of damage to the vehicle, and the vehicle was drivable. However, the patient sustained injury, period. The patient was jerked, period. Initially, she did not have a great deal of pain, but the next couple days developed significant pain in her neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, low back, comma, headaches, comma, numbness and tingling into the left shoulder and radiating down the right arm, comma, numbness, tingling, and pain down the left leg, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment, the patient still continues to have neck pain with numbness and tingling down the right arm, period. She has less tingling into the left shoulder, period. She does drop items with both hands, period. The pain is described as intermittent, period. It is worse with weather changes, period. It occurs 3 to 4 times per week, period. It is stiffness, and the pain intensity ranges on a good day from 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. Her headaches and left shoulder pain have resolved, period. Her low back pain is described as constant and everyday, period. It is a stabbing, aching pain that ranges in intensity on a good day from 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg into the pelvis to the knee, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as recollected by the patient was approximately 4 to 5 days after the injury. She saw her chiropractor and had x-rays and manipulation for 4 to 5 months, period. She was seen at a sports medicine clinic and had physical therapy, comma, acupuncture, as well as electrical stimulation for approximately 3 months, period. She saw a pain management doctor who gave her a steroid injection in the low back, period. She had multiple injections, period. She is still seeing pain management doctor, period. She did have MRIs, period. She did see a chiropractor, as well as a pain management doctor for another automobile accident, period. Upon review of the records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. IU University Hospital Health, IU University Health, March 5th, 2018. History is a 56-year-old female who comes in for follow-up of motor vehicle accident on February when a car rear-ended her period. She's been seeing a chiropractor for neck pain, right shoulder, arm pain and hand pain and back pain, period. She states her pain has worsened since the accident, period. She sees physical therapy, had a neck MRI, which shows bulging disc. It's C5-6. On examination, there was mild right-sided paraspinal tenderness pain. Assessment was 1, neck pain with arm and hand pain, worsening following accident, period. We'll get MRI records, period. Number 2, back pain. Continue physical therapy. Records from Indiana Spine Center, April 19th, 2018. History was that she was being seen after a motor vehicle accident, period. She had pre-existing pain in her neck before the motor vehicle accident. After the motor vehicle accident, the pain started going down her right arm, period. She has been to a chiropractor and getting manipulation and exercises, period. This originally helped, but they started, but then started getting jaw pain and headaches, period. Under their reviewed data, cervical MRI is reviewed, mostly left-sided impingement, period. On physical examination, reflexes are diminished in the upper right extremity, with the exception of her right biceps at 4 out of 5. Back was tender to palpation and percussion. Assessment is cervical radiculopathy, 2, degenerative cervical spinal stenosis, period. It states she would benefit from an anterior cervical discectomy and fusion, period. With regards to causation from a motor vehicle accident, the patient did have some pre-existing neck pain and paresthesias. She denies any weakness prior to her motor vehicle accident, period. Pro-scan imaging, MRI of the lumbar spine, July 19th, 2018. Conclusion, at L5-S1, broad-based disc protrusion, encroaching on the proximal right lateral recess, affecting the right S1 nerve root and S1 descending nerve, period. Number 2, L4-L5 broad-based disc protrusion effacing the left L5 nerve root, period. L3-L4 broad-based non-compressive disc bulging, period. Methodist Sports Medicine, July 10th, 2019. The patient was involved in two motor vehicle accidents in February and September of 2018, went to chiropractor for multiple visits over the last year period. Upon further review of the records, when she was seen initially by Dr. Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, she exhibited limited range of motion in her cervical and lumbar spine, period. When she was seen by Dr. Coleman, she underwent spinal adjustments, electrical stimulation, intersegmental traction, and cryotherapy, period. On Dr. Coleman's exam, February 26, 2018, her range of motion was limited in the areas of the cervical and lumbar spine, period. Pro-scan imaging, March 2nd, 2018, at C4-5 showed broad base protrusion effacing the exiting nerve root, period. Central disc protrusion involving C5-6 and C6-7. And C3-4 disc protrusion, period. On examination April 6, 2018, there was limited range of motion in the lumbar spine period. On April 19, 2018, seen at the Indiana Spine Center, they discussed she would likely benefit from an anterior cervical disc fusion at the C4-5 level period. On exam May 23, 2018, lumbar range of motion was limited, period. On June 23, 2018, she saw emergency treatment at IU Methodist Hospital due to headaches and neck pain that radiates to her right jaw, period. On July 18, 2018, she was seen at Priority Pain Solution, who diagnosed her with TMJ syndrome, comma, sacroiliac inflammation, comma, right rotator cuff inflammation, comma, a headache and lumbago, period. She was administered an injection, period. On July 19, 2018, MRI performed showing L5/S1 broad-based disc protrusion encroaching and effacing the right S1 nerve root and S1 descending nerve. L4-5 broad-based disc protrusion, comma, effacing the left L5 nerve root, L3/4 broad-based disc bulging, period. On August 9th, 2018, had a sacroiliac injection, period. Trigger point injection on September 5th, 2018, period. Given another trigger point injection on October 3rd, 2018, period. I reviewed several medical expenses with bills totaling over $166,000, period. After this review, I found that all those bills were all appropriate, reasonable, and necessary, period. All the treatments that she was rendered for this automobile accident were all appropriate, reasonable, and necessary, period. New paragraph. Upon taking your history, the patient has the following activities of daily living affected, period. The patient has difficulty washing her dog, period. Bending over is difficult, period. It is difficult for her to get into a car, period. Laying in bed is uncomfortable, period. Yard work and housework is affected, period. Sleep and sex are affected, period. Prolonged sitting and standing is difficult, period. New paragraph. Medications. She is taking gabapentin, comma, Provigil, comma, amlodipine, comma, a lipid medicine, comma, anxiety and depression medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin, comma, Voltaren ointment, comma, steroid injections, comma, and a home exercise program, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, narcolepsy, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, anxiety and depression, period. Past surgical history, new paragraph, past surgical history reveals finger surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured her neck before this automobile accident, period. She had injury to her low back when she fell on four steps 30 years ago, period. This resolved without permanency and no therapy, period. She was treated with pain medicine, period. Her neck and low back was fine without pain until this automobile accident, period. She had no radiating pain or pinched nerve in her arm or leg until this automobile accident, period. She did have an automobile accident in October or September of 2018 when she was sideswiped. There was approximately $3,000 damage to her same vehicle, period. The patient was jerked. And It did aggravate her neck and low back injuries, period. She had an overlap of treatment with her chiropractor and Dr. Doran, D-O-R-A-N, period. The patient feels the majority of her present-day pain is from the first automobile accident of February 6th of 2018, period. There has been no change in the radiating pain after the second automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a postal worker, period. She is a window clerk that works full-time but is in constant pain, period. She needs help lifting big and heavy packages, period. New paragraph, under allergies, no known allergies, period. New paragraph, on physical examination by me today, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive for light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese, period. There were normal bowel sounds, period. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical and lumbar areas, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical and lumbar areas, period. There was loss of the normal cervical and lumbar lordotic curves, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion as follows, period. Flexion was diminished by 16 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 18 degrees, period. Side bending on the left diminished by 20 degrees, period. On the right diminished by 22 degrees, period. In the lumbar area, flexion diminished by 14 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 10 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 72 degrees left, 68 degrees right. The patient had an abnormal gait, period. There was full range of motion in both shoulders, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Left biceps and triceps reflex were normal, period. There was a normal right triceps reflex, period. There was a diminished knee-jerk reflex on the right at 1 over 4. Left was normal, period. The patient had diminished grip strength bilaterally, period. There is diminished sensation involving the left palmar aspect of the hand, period. There is diminished sensation involving the right plantar aspect of the foot, period. There is diminished strength in both great toes, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic assessments are, number one, cervical trauma and strain. Two, C4-5 herniated nucleus pulposus on the left, C5-6 and C6-7, as well as C3-4 herniated nucleus pulposus. Number three, aggravation of prior neck pain. Number four, lumbar trauma and strain. Number five, L5-S1 right herniated nucleus pulposus, comma, L4-5 left herniated nucleus pulposus, L3-4 bulge. Number six, left shoulder trauma and strain improved, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of February 6th of 2018, period. As I mentioned, all our treatment that I've outlined above were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 7% whole body impairment utilizing Table 17-2, Class 1, page 564, period. In reference to the lumbar area, the patient qualifies for 15% whole body impairment utilizing Table 17-4, Class 3, page 570, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, she has a total 22% whole body impairment as of a result of the automobile accident of February 6, 2018, period. As I mentioned, all the charges that I reviewed were all appropriate, necessary, and medically appropriate, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need the continued use of prescription and oral over-the-counter medications, topical in nature as well, period, at an estimated cost of $110 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need low back injections at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. The patient will need continued use of orthotics at an estimated cost of $300, and these would need to be replaced every 3 years, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit, period. Estimated cost of the TENS unit would be $500, period. Surgery to the neck and low back was discussed with the patient and may need to be done, period. Estimated cost to each area would be $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of each area of hospital, anesthesia, physician, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing a medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.